Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. I'm joined, as always, by producer Joel.
Hey,
back straight into your face, Joel. How's it going?
Pretty great.
Been jogging,
thanks,
I expect,
Mark.
Have you?
Yeah, big time. I ran a half marathon.
What?
I ran half a marathon.
When?
The other day?
Over a period of a few days?
No, in one day.
In one day?
Well, in one go, yeah.
Why?
Not much else on.
Is that it? You're going to train to do a marathon?
Yeah, maybe. But not just sort of around near my house.
Wow, how do you do that? My legs ache after 20 minutes.
Just got to get those legs nice and strong.
Where do you go?
All round Hackney Marshes and that way.
Just on your own?
Yeah. Just on my own, yeah.
Bit weird.
Is it?
Isn't it? It's just a bit boring, isn't it?
No, I listen to great podcasts like Jokes with Mark Simmons.
Oh, good one, Joel. Well done. Back to the podcast.
Which is never boring.
Never boring. Good for running. So if you haven't listened to some, go for a run and listen to them. I just finished watching Tiger King, Joel.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. Absolutely.
It's really mad.
Absolutely mad. Yeah, couldn't believe
absolutely
it. Twists and turns, eh? So.
I'll say.
What did you take away from it?
They're
all bad.
Probably give up my dreams of exotic animal ownership. Yeah, that's kind of the good thing about it, isn't it? Is that they're all villains.
Yeah.
I think that's why people love it so much.
Yeah, I mean, she's dodgy as well. I don't like that woman.
She definitely did it, didn't she?
She definitely did it. And also...
She definitely did it.
And also, she's just as bad as all of them, isn't she?
Yeah. She's like Carol... We should say we're talking about Carol Baskin here. Yeah. She's basically running a cult.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, mad.
Not paying anyone.
What I don't understand is why are there all these people in America that love tigers so much they're willing to just do anything, like they're willing to just earn no money, and it's so
their
strange
lives,
isn't it?
Their lives are obviously just not going in a great direction, because that's
big cats are the answer.
Do you think our listeners are interested in this, Joel? I just don't know, is it interesting?
Don't know.
Do you think?
Tweet. You got any jokes about big cats?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I said. Get that one?
Yeah, well, you don't want to cheat our listeners and make up a joke on the spot, do you?
So. Oh, very nice, Joel.
Oh,
just trying to think of other cats. I don't want a panther. No, because panda would be the right animal.
That would
for
be.
That.
That's not
and
a
that's
cat.
That's not a cat. Ask me about bears.
No. What about bears?
Oh, I wouldn't want a panda to your.
The listeners are probably saying, go back to the Tiger King chat.
Good stuff. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts, everybody, because we are making them for you on lockdown to keep you entertained. Thank you for everyone that's listening. Any feedback about the podcast, obviously we'd love to hear from you at Jokes with Mark across all social media. This week We have got Tony Coward.
Yeah, one-liner,
comedian, good chat, lots of joke chat. I enjoyed it. We recorded loads. Here it is.
Jokes written on postcards, like, but on actual postcards with pictures of holiday resorts and stuff on.
Okay.
And then what he tended to do is he'd do a joke off it. He obviously had half a dozen jokes written on the back or so. But if a joke didn't really work, he'd made up this story that all the postcards were from his mum. So kind of when a joke didn't work, he'd kind of save it by this through running story about his mum. And then
she'd written the joke.
Yeah, or that she'd written the joke, or he'd just do a joke. You know how you can make certain jokes? I think probably what they were was he was bringing in a banker, like one of his old jokes, but making out as if his mum had written it on the postcard. That all these jokes, for some reason, were on these real postcards. So he had to kind of... Because, you know, when you do a new material night, it can be a bit weird for the audience, can't it? Because you're rather than you haven't learnt them all generally.
Of course not. I'm a strong believer in don't waste brain space until you know it's good.
Yeah. So sometimes it's quite good to have a kind of gimmicky way of doing them, which makes it slightly less weird for the audience that you're just reading them off a pad or something.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Because I've seen. Someone on here told me that Milton Jones had a technique of. Saying some of these were written by someone else and some of them are written by me. So when one doesn't work, he goes, that was written by them.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Wasn't it his kids or something?
I can't remember. But yeah. Tweet in that joke to Mark if you remember that story from previous episodes. So that's cool. Yeah. So if you can get your own take on that, that's brilliant.
I always wondered, I've never tried this, but I always thought, because I was trying to think what sort of people are allowed to read from notebooks, right? Because I always find it weird that poets don't have to learn their poems, do they?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Why are they allowed to just read their poems out of a book?
Yeah. But
as a comic, we're not allowed to read it out of books. So I was trying to see if there was a loophole, and I wondered if I could do... I thought the other people that read out of notebooks are policemen when they're in court.
Oh, yeah.
Because they read out of their notes. So I was wondering if you could do a comedy as a policeman character just so you could read your jokes.
Well, so a lot of comics do poetry and jokes in forms of poetry so that they've got a new visual thing going on just to break everything up a bit. That is interesting. My next show is me. The whole theme of the show is me having jokes on lists, and I pick the list up and I read the jokes off it. That's the whole, I've got a whole through line for that. Because people, I think people just go, well, he's not learnt them. Do you know what I mean? I think that's, so instantly maybe that puts them off your performance. Whereas I'm hoping that because I've got quite a few kind of like show storyline through links for the lists, so to make that work. And I'm hoping because of that, they'll get on board with I'm doing it for a reason, not just because I haven't learned them.
Yeah, I think if you've got kind of if it's part of a joke or a gimmick or something, I think you can get away with it a bit more, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool. So let's get cracking with some jokes, shall we? What have you done to prepare? Have you got a list of stuff?
Well, tell you what I've got. I've got various bits and pieces. I've got notebooks and stuff. But what I thought might be quite good is all of these business cards that I'm showing to you, Mark. Obviously, the podcast listeners won't be able to see these. But there's about, I don't know, 30 or 40 gags on here. These were ones that I did at a new material night just before lockdown. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of the ones that didn't pass that. I tend to do... is I had about a pile of business cards about twice this big, and I basically kind of ones that kind of worked went through to the next round, as it were. It's like an X factor for jokes, and these are the ones that kind of because they'd already got through several other stages, so this is kind of almost like the final stage to getting into the set. So these are ones that didn't quite make it through a new material night, but I think are kind of could be saved. Mm-hmm. Or they're ones that I like that for some reason.
Were there any in that gig that you just discarded 100% were too bad, or they got to the point where there weren't really any like that left?
I mean, there was. I never throw anything fully away.
Mm.
Although I do sometimes, if a joke really badly bombs at a new material night, I do sometimes jokingly chuck it on the floor or rip it in half or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of gets
a
cheap laugh from the audience. Yeah. But I never really actually throw
it at the end of your set.
Yeah. Because I know you've said this plenty of times on the podcast that jokes, even the worst ones that get a terrible reaction from an audience, you can usually save them in some way. They either need to be rewritten, or they can be used. Or sometimes a live joke doesn't work, but it works written down, or it works as a tweet, or it could work in a script, or it could work as a visual gag or whatever. So I never throw anything. Literally throw anything away. Obviously, stuff gets moved into different piles.
You've done a bit of writing for other people as well, haven't you? For different things. So if someone has a topic they need jokes on, if you just put that into your Evernote and find all those jokes, some of them might not work, but they might work for that particular project.
Yeah, definitely.
Form, it's, you know, it's taken.
Yeah, because I think we've spoken about this when we've talked up in Edinburgh and stuff. I don't really think there's such a thing as a bad joke. As such, there's badly written jokes or badly performed jokes, but at the heart of even a bad joke, there must be something funny about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have written it. Or
it's not a joke then, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I suppose. There's not bad jokes. There's things that aren't jokes and things that are jokes.
I guess there's ways of performing it as well. So a joke that's considered too cheesy. Like Tim Vine's got some jokes that are very cheesy, but because of the way he performs it, it makes it funny. Whereas if I did that joke of his, anything.
Absolutely. I mean, Tim Vine is one of my absolute comedy idols, heroes. Mm. I love him. But if you analyse some of his jokes, I wouldn't say they're all the best jokes.
No.
Like some of them, you laugh at them because they're so terrible. But
then you can see the glint in his eye that he knows it as well.
Yeah.
It's all part of it. Yeah. That's cool. So what you got? What's the first on the card?
So the first one here, right? This is an interesting one because this is a joke I've tried writing several ways. I'll tell you the way I did it on this new material night, and I'll tell you other ways I've done it. And it's a joke that works really well on Twitter. Everyone always seems to like it on Twitter. It's one that I get requested for sometimes.
Right.
But I've not been able to make it work live. So here's how I've got it written at the moment. All right. Portable hard drives. They really get my backup. Now I used to do it the other way around. So let's see, I'll just give you an A/B test.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
So I used to say, I tell you what really gets my backup, portable hard drives.
See, for me, the second version, you know what gets my backup, that is a sentence, that's a normal start of a sentence that you could then go on to say something. So you're leading them one way and then you're hitting them with the punch. So that's naturally the way I like it most. The other way, that's more of a Tim Vines kind of very quick, like his...
Velcro, what a ripoff.
Yeah, Velcro, what a ripoff. So it's that kind of, so short, it's okay, but it's not written in that sort of perfect conversation. So what was the response for that?
It's one of those ones that kind of does all right, but not as well as you think it should.
Doesn't. Are regular hard drives still back up? Or no, portable hard drives are, Danny. Portable.
Yeah, I wondered if, because I did flirt with the idea of flash drives.
Because also, portable hard drives, they really get my back up. It's like with that sentence, what, like, why do they? Do you know what I mean? It's a, doesn't. Is there a way to make it so?
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, there you go. Faulty. Oh, but then if they're faulty portable hard drives, then they wouldn't get your backup.
They wouldn't get your backup, yeah. Maybe the technical specifications of the joke don't quite work.
Yeah, well, I think it actually does work as a joke. I'm surprised that. How many times have you tried that?
Oh, half. I mean, each way I must have done half a dozen or so times. Really. It's one of those ones that I keep wanting to work, but doesn't quite. But
maybe some audiences aren't that technically savvy. That, do you know what I mean? Or do I you think that everyone would know that now? Just depends on what sort of gigs did you do on that.
Fairly broad range, I think. Because you know when you do new material nights, they can be sometimes be quite supportive and
partial ones. On the technical level of a portable hard drive, I don't think you'd ever say, my portable hard drive gets my backup. As in, on the technical side of it, you would never use that as a sentence, would you?
No.
You'd never actually say, I've got my portable hard drive, got my backup.
You'd say I backed up on...
Yeah, so maybe that's the technical part that people just doesn't... Maybe it just makes it too far removed.
Doesn't quite ring true.
Yeah, I don't know, but I still like it. And I think if you play to your audiences in Edinburgh, it's like if Tim Vine did that joke to his audience, would work. I 100% guarantee that would work. But if Tim Vine wasn't Tim, Tim Vine, then it was you. To a normal, maybe that's a difference. That's interesting. Yeah.
So yeah, Tim, if you're listening, I'm happy to sell that joke to you.
You can make some money out of this. I'll get a cut, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what's next? I like that though. That's
right,
good.
These are a bit random. I got loads of these, and I haven't really. Hang on, I'll just go through them. Right. So this next one. It's a bit longer, this one. This is my equivalent of a long story as a one-liner comic.
Okay.
Right. Sign up for my new online quiz, and if you decide beforehand that it's not for you, you'll get a full refund, no questions asked.
Yes, that took me a second. okay.
I think this is way too wordy.
It's too much to process.
Yeah, there's too much information. Right, so the way it's written here, is sign up for my new online quiz, and if you decide beforehand that it's not for you, you'll get a full refund, no questions asked.
Yeah.
There's something in there, isn't there? But there's way too many words and information. But it's just obviously a pun on the phrase no questions asked.
What if it's a story that you did? I signed up to an online quiz and then changed my mind. I got full refund, no questions asked.
Well, that already sounds better, doesn't it?
That feels, because also, you are starting an online thing, who are you talking to? The audience? Like, it's all a bit, who it's aimed at. Whereas if it's about you, it's very, like precise, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
I signed up to an online quiz and then changed my mind. Got a full refund, no questions asked. That feels good to me.
Oh, yeah, it's a great
joke.
Although the only thing I think is that the way I've written it might work quite well if I was doing, say, an Edinburgh show and I just wanted to suddenly, you know, you might like have adverts throughout the show.
Yeah, if it's part of a thing.
I could do it as,
Or anyway, a video you pre-made if you did that.
Yeah. But I think, for a regular comedy set, I think your way, because it's always, I know you've said it, I was listening to a bit of your one with Scott. I think these things do bear repeating, is that sometimes a joke won't work because it's not personalized enough, and if you make it
if you say
like some bloke did something or other, it's not going to work as well as like if you say I went into the shop, this happened to me, I think.
Full refund, no questions asked. Are there any other sentences that would end no questions asked other than a refund? What other ways is that? Or is that the only way that's used? No questions asked.
I don't know. I've got a feeling it might be more sinister.
Like
ways.
Can
you dispose of this body for me? No questions asked.
What about, or something like you could kill a quizmaster. That's going to the extreme. Just workshopping it. Just workshopping. I mean, I think yours is the best way. But if you add in that extra kind of sex it up a bit. Sometimes that can get a better laugh, can't it? If it's a bit edgier.
Yeah.
So murdered a quiz master.
I killed Chris Tarrant. Bradley Walsh, who's a famous quiz master?
Fed up with quiz masters. I will dispose of their body. No questions asked. No, it's not as good. I don't think technically that makes as much sense as your version. Yeah, good. But I like that. I think that's, you know, it's a solid joke,
right, mate.
I think
there's something salvageable there.
Definitely. Right. I'm confident in that one.
This next one I quite like because it just gives me an opportunity to change the pace or whatever a bit. Because this is a silly one. Right, anyway, I'll just do it. Hang on. So, right, again, this is a little bit wordy. It needs cutting down, but here's a joke, right? It's a little-known fact that Robin Williams drove an Italian car. Whenever he took it to the garage, he would greet the mechanic, "Good morning, Fiat man!"
Okay. What was the first the car in the first section? Did you say?
So I say that Robin Williams drove an Italian car.
Oh, Italian. Okay. Is there? Okay. First, is there a Fiat? It was Fiat, you said, isn't it?
Yeah. So Fiat. So the joke is obviously it's Good morning, Fiat man.
Yeah.
Good morning, Fiat.
Is there an Uno? My mate drives an Uno. Maybe, or because I didn't know Fiat was Italian. That's.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then you, but that might just be me. It's like, as people will know on this podcast, sometimes I just don't know shit.
Yeah.
And also, that film is quite old now. But I know
it's yeah. Do you think it's a well known enough reference? People still reference Good Morning Vietnam, don't they? But
I think a pun audience in Edinburgh would like it because they tend to be a bit older. But
it's a 30-odd-year-old reference.
Young people wouldn't know it. It's not iconic enough, I don't think, as a film. And I know people will go, yes, it is. But I don't think it's... Like, for example, I haven't seen it on Now TV, Netflix, Prime, or anything like that when I've been flicking through. Whereas most of the classics are. But that doesn't seem to be one that's stuck. That might be an issue with that. You get a time machine. Back in.
The only thing I say, because it involves me, I'm not, as you know, I don't know if the people listening will know, but I'm not always, you know, one-liner comic, you're quite often tied to a certain rhythm of joke and a certain style of delivery. So anything that involves any kind of acting or voice, changing the voice or doing... I'm not good at impressions, but if I do, you know, an accent or whatever, it just changes the vibe a little bit. So the whole thing of, I found it funny. I find it funny myself, me just shouting out, "Good morning, Fiat man!"
Okay, yeah.
Because it kind of changes. Because I've got another joke that actually works pretty well.
Stuart Francis does that.
But it kind of, this reminds me of another joke I've got that works pretty well, because I do a joke, let me think if I can remember how I do it now. But I go... I'm just gonna do a quick impression for you. I'm gonna go to town on your ass. I say that was Mary telling Joseph she's just off down the shops.
Yeah, I like that.
You see, for me, when my delivery is very quite often one note, for me to suddenly do that, even if the people don't find the joke funny, they find it quite funny that I've just suddenly done that out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, that's such... Like, it's a big commitment to a stupid joke, which I think makes it funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's one you've had in the past, right?
Yeah, and that kind of works pretty well. So that was this one, this Good Morning Fiat Man, was kind of a sort of along the similar sort of lines.
Yeah.
And I think that me just doing that is reasonably funny, but it helps if the rest of the joke works.
When you tried it?
What, the Fiat Man one?
Yeah.
I don't think enough people kind of got the references. And like you said, it might be because I said Italian car, I need to make it more obvious it's Fiat. I think also it's hard to shout it out in the style of Robin Williams and still enunciate it enough to people to get the word Fiat.
Yeah.
Fiat Man. It's, I don't know.
And then, because you could get so far Fiat Man, but it doesn't sound like Vietnam anymore. So it's like trying to get it still in the same rhythm of Vietnam, but Fiat Man. man.
Yeah, they're not going, good morning, Fiat man.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool. Next. What's next? This is good.
Right. Next one. It'd be quite good if we can just do this fairly quick fire, I think, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. This is sort of another one that kind of works, but not really well enough. But it's a bit more observational. So I just say, I have to say, the Coast Guard do a brilliant job. I mean, no one has ever stolen our coast.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it sort of all right, isn't it? It repeats the word coast.
Yeah.
And Coast Guard and coast. But I think it's only ever going to be one of those B-list jokes, really.
Yeah. Has anyone stolen our coast? Has it invaded? Does that, because that's where my brain first went, and I was, which it shouldn't have, but.
Yeah, no one really since the Normans back in the day.
No.
I don't know if we had the Coast Guard back then. Maybe that's why.
Probably not. Yeah, that's one of those, it makes sense, but maybe it's not that funny.
No, I think it's, yeah. It's more for maybe.
Well, this really stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just stupid. Yeah.
Coast Guard, what other guards are there? Could you do, maybe there's a run of jokes, could sort of make it the Home Guard? The, I don't know, what other guard, right guard?
No, I can't really think of any other guards at the moment. Get guards on a train, don't you?
Security guard.
Train guard. Yeah, but security guards are literally protecting the stuff from being stolen.
Or
fire guard.
Or could you talk about the guards that are genuine guards of stopping things, stealing stuff, and then use the Coast Guard as a twist one at the end? No, I don't think it's worth the effort.
Yeah, no, I think that's kind of one to have in my back pocket, but not necessarily.
If you meet someone that's a Coast Guard in a gig, what do you do for a living? I'm a Coast Guard. You do a good job because I've an end of the punchline.
Yeah.
Maybe. So that's what I mean. It's good to have them in the back of your brain.
Yeah, well, you and me, I think, are a bit the same, aren't we? I think we have a load of jokes in our head that sometimes are really, we wouldn't do them in a set, but in a particular circumstance. Like, you get the person, like you say, with the right job, or another comic has mentioned something on that subject, you can just drop that joke in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Good to have them in there. Yeah. That's why you don't want to waste brain space with really bad ones.
Right. Shall I do another one?
Right. I could do one.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Do you want to do one of yours?
The trouble I've got is I can't remember what I've done on the podcast before, because I looked up a document and it was 2015 show, and it said it basically was my first sort of 100 or so jokes for that year. So I just printed them off. I hadn't really looked at them. My girlfriend competes in long jump. The other day she got bronze. Wow, she was in the sun all day.
Okay.
But I don't know if someone's canon, I don't think you say they got bronze.
You'd say they were bronzed, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so that I think that from the technical side, similar bronzed. To that one, I just don't think that works. But these are all, I mean, I haven't given these a time of day, light of day for a long time. Oh, yeah, this one, I think I might have come up in an early podcast, but I've always liked the idea of it. So this, I think the stripper underestimated my experience with big breasts because she said I couldn't handle them.
Okay.
So I can't handle them. Like, oh, they're too much for me. But she was actually saying you can't handle them.
She's literally saying you're not allowed to handle
them. Because that is one of the rules in the strip clubs I've heard in films. So I like that, but I'm not sure she would actually say to someone, "Do you like my breasts? But you can't handle them." You wouldn't. You say you can't touch them.
Yeah. So again, have you done that?
In 2015.
I bet they got a laugh though, just purely because it's about boobs.
I don't think it really did, mate. Otherwise, it was because I remember liking it when I was in the strip club coming up. But then also, because I think I tried a few versions, because I think the bouncer actually, when you go in, so I've heard, is he'd say you're not allowed to touch the girls, like, you could, but he wouldn't say you've got big breasts, you can't.
How about, would it work if you, as you were going into the strip club, and you say, so the bouncer would say to you,
well, you can't handle them.
If you can't, are you guys coming in, you can't handle them. And
he
you go,
wouldn't say it, would he?
He wouldn't say that, no.
He'd say you can't touch, no touching.
Don't touch them. No touching. You can't handle them.
Yeah.
You can't handle.
The truth.
You can't. Say how you said it the first time again.
I think the stripper underestimated my experience with big breasts because she said I wasn't allowed to handle, no, she said I couldn't handle them.
So they can't handle them.
Yeah, I just don't think that.
Yeah, I think there's something in there, though. I reckon you can get something out of that. That needs...
So when would you ever say you can't handle them?
You can't handle...
You say you're not allowed to handle them. Like, you can't... I did. She goes, you can't handle them. No, she went, oh, no, you can't handle them. Maybe that... But you wouldn't say... She wouldn't say handle, would she? She'd say touch.
You can't handle them. You can't.
When would you ever say you handle something when you pick something up?
It's always like handle with care, isn't it? It's always something that's very fragile.
I don't think anyone would ever say you can't handle them as a sentence ever.
You can't handle them. I feel like we're saying you can't handle too many times now. It's lost all meaning. I don't know what the word.
But it's like if it was like you're in a museum and there's a really expensive vase. Yeah. The security guard wouldn't say you're not allowed to handle. You can't. He'd say you're not allowed to handle the merchandise.
It might say do not handle, wouldn't it? Do not handle.
He wouldn't say you do not handle them. It just sounds weird, doesn't it? I don't think it's natural. I don't think
you can't handle them.
You can't.
You can't handle them.
No handling of the.
I still think there's something. That's like an annoying itch, isn't it? Because I definitely think there is something in there.
It's a puzzle.
You can't.
It?
If she said,
so in message in the social media at jokes with Mark, a wise man once said to me, "Take a good note from anyone."
If she was asking you to give your opinion on her breasts or something. Hang on, how would that work? So
I don't think I can handle them. Or maybe that. Maybe if I said, maybe if the meaning of
no, because what I'm trying to get to is that if she said, "What do you think of my breasts?" and you said,
"It's such a funny,"
you just went, "Wow," and she went, and she went, "You can't handle them," and then you went,
"See about that.
No, they're amazing." I say, "No, I don't think I can." That just doesn't really work.
Okay, two lots of time on that one.
We're
spending a lot of time. If anyone has any ideas, tweet in. Go on, you do another one. Let's do one for one now. This is fun. I've got quite a few shit ones here.
Right, hang on. I'm going to try and sort through a couple. Actually, no, I will do that one. Let's do this one, right? This is just a very silly one, right? I've made a bid on eBay for some pasta and a dog's home. Well, you know what they say, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Okay, start it again.
So I've made a bid on eBay for some pasta and a dog's home. You know what they say, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's, more, it's like a Christmas cracker joke almost.
I had in my 2015 show, what I did is I'd say to the audience, oh, I've got you some penny sweets, right? And then when I get them out, they're a bag of penny pasta.
Okay, yeah.
So I'd do that. So that would get a laugh, and I'd sort of pass them around. And
you've
then,
got to have quite a sophisticated audience, haven't you, that knows the types of pasta, I guess.
Yeah, but then I'd go to put it on the table, and it would fall on the floor, and I go, oh, penny's dropped. Like that. And then I'd go, I'd find one, pick it up, and I'd go, oh, good luck.
Okay, yeah.
As a whole routine, they sort of got on board as I did it.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could drop in something about, like, oh, don't worry about that. That was just a few silly gags.
Have you done that on some pasta jokes before?
What, a few silly?
Yeah.
No, I just thought of that just then. I was thinking of different pasta types, and I thought, a few silly, that's a twisty one.
So could you turn that into, I've got a load of...
Actually, I might write that down, though, a few silly jokes.
But that could be, you wouldn't even need to do all the pasta jokes before. You could be commenting, saying, God, have I got some, I've got some jokes about pasta. So, a few silly jokes there. Do you know what I mean? I think that's good. That's nice, actually.
Excellent. Okay, well, we haven't saved that joke, but we've come up with a completely different one. So yeah. That's all right.
Perfect. Nothing wrong with that. That's the process.
Right. So have you got another one, or do you want me to do another one?
You go for it, mate. You can do another
okay,
one.
Right. This one, I think, is... Oh, I don't know why I shouldn't talk them up beforehand, should I, or down? I'll just do the joke. Right. I'm fed up of trying to think of a longer synonym for in existence. Life's too short.
I've done that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
That goes in the bin.
Let me just think. I did it a different way, actually. I said, I think life's too short. So I used the word existence. Never worked live.
Did it not? Well, mine doesn't work either, so...
Yeah, it's weird though, but we both sort of, because I mean, mine was a long time ago. That was years and years. So you wouldn't have even seen that and sort of gone in the subconscious. That's just totally.
No, that's always the worry, isn't it? That sometimes when you come up with a joke, you think, oh, have I just sort of absorbed that from someone else's?
But that's just life, isn't it? You absorb everything in life. So the fact that we're always on Twitter reading stuff, I think stuff does go in, but.
Yeah, well, I think we're like magpies, aren't we? We're just picking up bits and pieces here and there, and then trying to make something out of them.
Yeah.
So obviously, you hear the expression "life's too short" somewhere, and you think, "Oh, hang on, that could be a punchline."
Yeah. Life is too short as a word. What's the longest word for life? Longer word for life? Existence. Easy. Too easy. Yeah. Not good enough. Next.
This one quickly, right?
Okay.
This was pre-lockdown, because this doesn't work now. So, did a book signing yesterday. Now I'm banned from the library.
Yeah, that's good. It's so weird how we've got something similar things.
Oh, God, is that another one that you've got?
No, but I think it wasn't book signing. It was, I like colouring in books. Books. Yeah. So I got banned from the library.
Nice.
But yours,
I think my one, dear, because I'm not sure it really works.
Mine didn't work either.
Well, it might, weirdly, you know how these things, it might actually work as a joke in some ways, but when you think about the logic of it, it doesn't really work. Because what am I saying there? I'm saying that I went into a library and just signed a load of books. Am I saying I signed my books?
So what was the beginning of it?
That were in a library? Did a book signing yesterday. Now I'm banned from the library.
You did a book signing.
So, you know, if you'd written If you'd written a book,
On the actual, you actually going to the library and ruining loads of books, again, you wouldn't say, I did a book signing. Oh, do you know what I mean? Because a book signing, unless that's the joke, is your book has done so badly, you only had to sign one. A book signing. A book signing. No, I don't know. I don't think, again, it's that kind of logical, is that a natural thing you'd say on the other side of the joke?
Right, yeah. I think that was interesting because I put down in my notes here of actually things, because I think you've said this in the past as well, and it's something I really agree with, about how a one-liner, I don't know if this applies to longer jokes, but certainly a one-liner is like an equation, isn't it? Especially puns.
Mm.
And you've got to balance both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the stories on both sides of the equation have to kind of make some sort of sense.
I think the best jokes, they do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've seen plenty of people do jokes at work that don't make sense on both sides. But for me, they're just, it's not satisfying.
No, I think on a subconscious level, even audiences that aren't switched on, perhaps still don't, they don't quite work, do they? That's why a joke perhaps doesn't quite hit.
And I think those sort of, the ones that don't, aren't like working on both sides, I think they have to be super short.
Yeah.
To get away with it. Has to be really,
or have something else, maybe be super dark or super rude or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or super well acted out or done in a voice or something. Yeah, just to sell it a little bit more.
Mm.
Tony Cowards!
Tone! Big Tone! The Tone Meister. Tone
hashtag
of Tone Awoga, Hall.
Tony Cowards. Tone Deaf. Ah, Tony Cowards. I tell you what, and if you enjoyed that, you can get more from this interview, more bonus footage we have just posted on our Patreon. So you can go to patreon.com/jokeswithmark and you can hear the rest of that interview. It's great stuff. It's all solid gold, Joel.
I'll say.
What will you say?
Just agreeing.
Just agreeing. I feel like you're doing something else while you're talking to me, Joel.
No.
You are, aren't you?
No.
Yes,
no.
Yeah, you
no,
are. No. You are. Are you on one of your runs? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not stopping. I never stop. Yeah, you got me.
So head across there, check that out. Any feedback at Jokes with Mark? Anything else more from you, Joel?
No more from me, Mark. Anything from you, Mark?
No more from me, Joel. Hashtag Aruga, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.